Okay. So now tell me, who is your best friend?
My best friend is we study together in a class.
Okay. What do you like to watch on TV?
I like to watch some cartoons and sort of serials, movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, all movies.
Oh, good,
And I
good.
also do mimicry.
Okay, so do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you like listening stories?
Sure, ma'am.
So I'll share my screen. Give me a second. Okay, tell me, can you see
Yes,
my
ma'am.
screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Now let's play a game together. I will be this
Yes.
woman who has a red computer, and you will be this
Yes, ma'am.
boy who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not
Yes, ma'am.
be able to see it on my red computer. Then you look
Yes.
closely at the story and try to tell it yourself. Okay. I'm looking
Yes.
forward to it, and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell me. So there are three envelopes here. There is a different
Yes.
story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me the story. Tell me which shape envelope you want to choose, which of these three.
Ma'am, that heart one, the middle one,
Okay.
the heart shape.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first.
Okay.
Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is the blue one, and my computer is the red one. On your blue
Yes, ma'am.
computer, the story will appear in color, so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see
Yes, ma'am.
Now the whole story is open on your blue computer, but I don't see
Yes,
it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know
ma'am.
what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at
I'm
the whole, take a look at the whole story and then tell it to me. Here is the story.
actually Mickey, but I can't see. Yes, ma'am. Now I can see. Now I can see.
Yeah.
Ma'am, is it in the sequence, or I will do it in the sequence
No,
or
it is in
arrange
the
them?
sequence. It is in the sequence. Don't
Yes,
worry.
ma'am.
Yeah. So take a good look at it. Whenever you're ready, tell me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So look at the pictures and try to tell the best story you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me the story. You don't have to practice. Just watch the pictures and just tell me the story, okay?
Yes,
Whatever
ma'am.
comes to your mind, just tell.
Ma'am, just give me 2 minutes.
Okay, do you want to see the entire story again?
Yes,
Entire
ma'am.
sequence? Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
No issues.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now tell me the story.
Yes, ma'am. Once there were a flock of goats near the pond, playing and enjoying the day. The little child named White went to the pond, and she was swimming around. But near that there was a tree, and beside that there was a wolf staring at them. So the mother saw that wolf, and that sheep. That mother helped a small goat to go out of the water. So beside upper at the branches of the tree there was a crow. So he told that what I need to help that goat. Otherwise, that wolf will eat that small and cute goat. Let me help. So he went to that fox and tried to scare him. He just poked him in his body and tried him to go away. And he was successful. When he poked his body, the fox got hurt. So he went away. The moral of the story is helping others is a good manner.
Good, good, very good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, so look, there are our computers again. Your computer is the blue computer and mine is the red one. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will also show in color. Now we both can see the story. I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay?
Sure, ma'am.
So, do you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. It is very nice.
Okay. Now, give me a second.
Yes, sure, ma'am.
So, why was the mother goat in the water?
Ma'am, the mother goat was in the water to save his small and cute child, which was stuck in the water from that wolf.
How does the baby goat feel?
Ma'am?
How does the baby goat feel?
Ma'am, the baby goat felt very scared because of that wolf, because he can eat that sheep or the goat, baby.
Okay. So, how does the fox feel?
Ma'am, I can't hear you.
How does the fox feel?
Ma'am, when he poked or when he saw the baby sheep?
In this picture, how does the goat feel? Sorry, fox. How does the fox feel?
Ma'am, the fox felt a little bit sad and got hurt by the crow. So that's why he was a type of disappointed.
Mm-hmm. So, give me a second. Before that, why does the fox jump and leap forward here?
Yes, ma'am. The fox jumped and leaped forward because the mother was looking at the other side and the baby was near him. So, he had a beautiful chance to catch him.
Okay, so why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
Ma'am, the bird bite the fox's tail because he need to hurt that fox so that he would not eat that small baby goat.
Imagine that the bird sees the goats. How does the bird feel?
The bird felt little pity on that goat, so he helped him.
Why do you think the bird is feeling good or fine or happy when he saved the goats?
Ma'am, because he saved someone's life, so that he is very happy. Because of him, he saved a goat's baby goat's life.
Who does the mother goat like the best, the fox or the bird, and why?
Ma'am, this is usually the bird.
And why?
Because he saved his son or daughter.
Okay then. Good, very good. Thank you so much for helping me out with my project.
Thank you, ma'am.
See you later next week, okay? Bye-bye, take care.
Bye, ma'am.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, ma'am.